Hello, Las Vegas, and welcome to another episode of the Postal Stand-Up. My name is Alan Gigax, and today I want to go over management instructions. We have an agreement in our contract, or it's in the manuals, it's somewhere in there. I didn't bother looking it up. I take it for granted that there is a rule that says that we have to obey management instructions. And so whatever nonsense they tell you to do, even if it's stupid, yes, you have to do it. And oftentimes it is stupid. Oftentimes it's counterproductive. Oftentimes it breaks the contract. And yes, you still have to obey their instructions. But there are exceptions. And so I want to talk about those exceptions. There are three exceptions that are generally accepted. And accepted with an A. That's confusing. Exceptions that are accepted. Anyway, exceptions that people generally agree upon. And I add a fourth one to it. So the exceptions are if it's unsafe, unethical, or illegal, then you don't have to do what management says. And then I add a fourth one to that if it's impossible. So we'll go through these in order. Unsafe. This is the one that gets cited most often. If management gives you an unsafe instruction, then you don't have to abide by it. And unsafe, there is a standard there that it has to put you in danger of life and limb. So if they want you to case mail and you're worried about getting paper cuts, you still have to follow that instruction. That doesn't rise to that standard. Paper cut is not going to put you in danger of life and limb. But if they tell you that they want you to drive that mail truck, even though the brakes don't work, that one does put you in danger of life and limb. And so you can disobey that order. Where this is a little more relevant is if you have a work restriction. If you are limited to 8 hours medically, you know, your doctor has said that you're not supposed to work beyond 8 hours in a day. Well, there should be very good reasons for that. And when management tells you, well, I need you to work overtime anyway, no, I'm not going to violate my medical restriction. That is unsafe. And that's why people with medical aids don't have to work overtime, that they can tell management, no, I'm not going to do that. And on that note, if you have that 8-hour medical restriction or whatever it is, maybe you have a restriction that you can't lift above 10 pounds, don't break that restriction, because if you consistently break your restriction, then management's going to argue you don't really have a valid restriction because you're doing it all the time and nothing bad has happened. And you're going to wind up losing that medical restriction, or you're going to have to go to the postal doctor, whatever it is. Another unsafe thing that's been coming up lately with all the overtime we've been working is it unsafe to be out after dark? Generally, arbitrators have ruled that being out past dark in and of itself is not unsafe. You have headlamps. It's something that carriers do all the time. But it may be unsafe in a particular neighborhood. It may be unsafe because you have bad night vision. Or it may be unsafe because you're just exhausted and you can't keep going safely. You may remember those tired trucker public safety announcements that the trucker's like trying to stay awake using pills and gets drowsy and crashes into a family. You don't want that to be you. So those are arguments that you'll have to make. You'll have to have that argument with management about why it's unsafe. And, you know, ultimately your union may have to get involved with that as well. All right, unethical. So maybe they want you to falsify clock rings or scans. That's unethical. You're not going to obey that instruction. Maybe they want you to help them move drugs to the other side of the county. Oh, that would actually be illegal. But unethical is things that, you know what ethics are. If it's unethical, if they want you to help push this old lady down, that's unethical. Illegal, anything that breaks the law. And that includes traffic laws. Like if they want you to drive your mail truck, even though the blinker doesn't work, you can't drive without a blinker. That's like a law that your blinker has to work. And so that's something illegal. You can say, no, I'm not going to drive that truck. And then finally, the one that I add on is impossible. And this one comes up a lot. I'm surprised that it hasn't, you know, maybe I'm just the innovator who came up with it, but it should be adopted nationally because this is one that you encounter all the time where you put in for 2 hours of overtime on your $39.96 and management gives you an instruction. I want you to carry all the mail and be done within 8 hours. You can't follow that instruction. That is impossible to do. I can't get all this mail delivered in 8 hours. That's why I turned in the $39.96. If management gave you an instruction that they wanted you to jump from standing up onto the roof of the building, can you follow that instruction? No, because it's impossible. You can't do it. So in those cases, no, you don't have to follow that instruction. In many cases, it's going to wind up being a fight and your union might have to get involved. But those are the caveats with following management instructions. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Catch you next time.